Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. If you're giving your all to someone and it's not enough, you're giving it to the wrong person.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now. That's right. It's no stopping us now. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. And this, welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I got to get some of that Blind and Beyond juice.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
Ah! I feel good.
I feel good. That's right. I feel really good with that juice. And you folks, call in. You want some juice? I'll be happy to give you some juice to make you feel better. And listen, folks. Too many people are calling into Chris as far as the $50 gift card holiday package. We need you more people to write in, not call Chris, because you're tying up the lines, number one. And number two, he's only there till 9 o'clock, and that's it. So if you want to get on, you have to write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And by the way, if you missed the first hour, let's talk about it again. Chris?
I'm all ears.
Let's play it again. The holiday package.
The holidays are upon us. And as we say, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We will be giving out $50 gift cards to loyal listeners. If you live in a Publix supermarket's territory, you have a chance to win a $50 Publix gift card. If you live in a state that doesn't have a Publix, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa card. Just send your name, phone number, and city and state of residence to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't have a computer, just call Chris at 407-894-1680 and register your name with him. December 6th is the deadline to register. We will be calling out registered names each week starting November 27th. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call Chris and win your gift card. Holiday giveaway ends Sunday, December 18th.
Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, show us what you know because it's trivia time, come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Okay, Gary, it's trivia time, it's your trivia, Gary, you're up, Gary.
Okay, I am back, and you know all, but I do like to mix things up and have a fun time sometimes with different songs. All kinds of different songs, but I want to know who is singing this song. Lynn and my favorite song.
Fun with call in is 407-894-1680. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We want first. New callers first. New callers first. Gary, you're up.
Well, I think everybody should know this song because it's been one of the most favorite songs of mine and Lynn's for a long time. And I think everybody knows this song. I don't think it's too hard to get.
We loved that song when we were kids. We thought we were so
Yes,
great.
We did.
We
picked up all kinds of names to make fun with that song.
Yeah.
We certainly did. Yeah. And every time I think of the song, Lynn, I think of you because you know that's yours and my one of our favorite songs.
Yeah.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in now. First call is first. New call is first.
Pretty easy. You'd have a winner easy.
Well, while we're waiting, I just wanted to tell everybody, if you'd like to learn more about inherited retinal disease, this Thursday, November 10th, at 1 p.m., Foundation Fighting Blindness is having a webinar, and they're inviting you to register and find out more information. It's their quarterly conference call providing updates to the inherited retinal disease community, and all you have to do is go to fightingblindness.org. That's fightingblindness.org, and just click on the register button, and you'll be getting a lot of information. So either for yourself or family member or friend that might be getting RP or has RP already, it's worth your while.
You know, Lynn, I gotta mention that one of our last space shots going up to the space station, they sent up an experiment to go on with helping correct retinitis pigmentosa. And hopefully, yes, and they really caught my attention. It's supposed to help correct the retina, get the retinas back working again.
Which launch is that, Gary? I'll look it up.
The very last one that went up to the space station.
Oh, the one that went up a few weeks ago?
Yes, yes.
Funny thing is, that's the one that I saw the smoke from outside our window.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a very good shot.
Yeah.
So that had a lot to do with retinitis pigmentosa.
That's interesting. So, Chris, do we have any?
So, see, they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have a
terrific.
New callers?
Yes.
Nope. No new caller. No new caller.
Well, did you check the list, Chris?
Yes, I did. I did check the list.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
okay.
I did check the
check
list.
Check it twice, man. Like Santa Claus.
I'm checking it now twice so I can become Santa Claus.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't see this young man's name on the list at all.
And so people don't know what we're talking about. Michael, tell them the rules for
the rules are: once you win, you can't call back for 30 days. That means you're on the list for 30 days.
We keep track.
Lynn is the person.
She's the key tracker.
I'm the key
tracker. So if you win, if you don't win, you keep on calling. But if you win, you can't win for 30 more days. You have to wait. Okay, who's on the line?
All right, we got our good friend calling all the way from Delray Beach, Florida.
Delray Beach, Florida.
Delray Beach.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Delray Beach.
Uh-huh. Delray Beach.
Delray!
And it's none other than our friend, the one and only, Howie. Howie, how you doing?
Howie, how are you doing, Howie?
That's Shirley Ellis.
It is. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Howie just won himself a $10 gift card.
You got a winner there.
In the aim of the game was Shirley Ellis. Howie,
congratulations,
Howie.
I won't speak to you probably now till after Thanksgiving, so have a great Thanksgiving holiday. And everybody,
you too, buddy.
You too.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said, have a healthy Thanksgiving.
I heard that, but he said something else.
I did. I said, everyone go and vote.
Oh, we voted already. We did early.
All right,
voting.
I did too.
We dropped off our ballots at the Supervisor of Elections building.
I voted.
Thank you for calling in, Howie.
You're not kidding. Everybody vote. Thanks, Howie.
Thanks, Howie.
Everybody vote. Thank you, Howie. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we should go to break.
All right, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
To our next guest.
Talk to our next guest when we come back. Don't go away. We listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Ah,
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, I hope you can, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. By the way, you want to write to me? It's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to look at our webpage, if you missed any of the shows, missed this show, any part of the show, or any show in the past, just go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. The and, by the way, is A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn, you are up.
Okie dokie. Well, I'd like to welcome for the very first time on our show a young lady that we met at a gig that our co-host David was playing at, and she was there having fun just as we were, and I'd like to welcome Kim Hernandez. Hi, Kim.
Hey.
Hi, Kim.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Say hi
to Gary, our co-host. I don't know if you met him at Dave's
gig. Hey, Kim.
Yeah. Hey, Gary. Hey. Yeah.
They were sitting opposite each other.
Okay.
Yeah, I met Kim. Yes. Yes, hey, I did.
So, Kim.
Yeah.
This is Michael. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little about yourself, Kim.
Well, I'm writing right now. That's been a long time passion of mine. I'm with the Behind Our Eyes. It's a group of individuals who have all sorts of disabilities, vision loss being one of those. We're also putting out the Magnets and Ladders issue this year for the fall and winter. Very excited about that. I've got a contribution for an anthology coming out within the next month. So looking forward to a lot of good things coming up this year, to the end of this year and going into next year.
Excuse me, Kim, what is it called? It's called Beyond, what is the name of it?
Oh, Behind Our Eyes.
Behind Our Eyes, and it's a group for writers?
Yes, ma'am. It's a group of writers who have all sorts of disabilities, vision loss being one of those disabilities that is included in that.
And if people listening out there would like to participate, how would they do that?
You can go to behindoureyes.org and you can sign up there. There's also a writer's party line. They also have, if you would like to join, you will sign up. You'll go to the writer's party line plus subscribe, and you can get a pilot. So you'll get a welcome letter with a pilot, somebody that helps you navigate getting onto the writer's party line. And it's for writers who want to contribute and who want to have their work critiqued. Also just for enjoyment as well, but also Magnets and Ladders. A lot of the submissions that come out on the writer's party line ends up on the Magnets and Ladders. And you can go to magnetsandladders.org and find that issue there.
What is that called? Magnets and Letters?
Are you saying ladders? Magnets and Ladders.
Magnets and Ladders?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
.org. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I assume you lost your eyesight. What age did you lose your eyesight?
I was diagnosed with RP when I was 18. But I have always had bad vision. It's never been good. By the time I hit third grade, I couldn't read the books. I couldn't read the school books. So
okay, you wore glasses all your life. Or up to now?
Up to the age 18. Once I got the diagnosis of RP, went to Florida Eye Clinic, and they wouldn't didn't even give me another prescription for glasses. They were just like, "There's nothing we can do for you." And you know, the interesting part is, you know, I've related to other RP sufferers. You know, the other individuals that have had RP. I'm like, okay. You know, there was really nothing to indicate that I had anything other than retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay, I got to ask you a question now. You're with RP. I have RP. Sheila, that's on the show too, also has RP. And Michael and I discussed this in the fact that, well, this is, you know, RP is such a prominent disease of the eye.
He's breaking up. You're breaking up, Gary.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Gary, you're breaking up.
Yeah, right.
I'll let you go.
Yeah, you can't.
Can't talk, Gary. Not working, Gary. It's breaking up.
That's a shame.
I got planes going over.
I hear you. So, you know, the diagnosis of the RP, I believed was, you know, I could relate to other individuals who had RP. And, you know, and then when we met at David's gig, you know, we started talking about genetic testing. I would not have gotten any genetic testing because, you know, for 35 years, I've related to other people with RP. I didn't have any other reasons to do the genetic testing other than it was free, it was there and available. Other than that, I would not have taken the genetic testing. And through this.
Am I sounding better now?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was saying that I had RP, and Michael and I said, you know, RP is becoming so dominant or known now as RP. But back in the 79, 78, when I started getting RP in the Navy, they didn't know what RP was. But it's now a very known disease, RP.
But But here's my thing. Here's the penny that dropped. I have Stargardt. After 35 years of a diagnosis of RP, and I'm telling you, do you guys remember Dr. Wilson?
Yes.
I can't tell you how many years I went to him. And I still admire him as a doctor. I took my children to him, there was no indication of any issues with the children. But it's this genetic testing. You know, if not for this genetic testing, I would still believe I have RP. And through this genetic testing, with me coming out with Stargardt, you know, and that penny dropped, and I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, my youngest son was losing vision, and there was no rhyme or reason for it. They were like, we can't give you a reason. You know, and, you know, it's really disheartening when, you know, I mean, knowledge is power. Don't get me wrong. Knowledge is power, right?
Right.
But to find out that I have been misdiagnosed, you know, and I now have Stargardt, I now had to turn to my son and go, okay, then he could have been misdiagnosed. So I took my son, and we took him to Central Florida Retina. And, you know, even when he was examined, you know, he said, okay, I see some, you know, some degeneration here, but it's not RP. So, you know, but he didn't say it looked like Stargardt to him as well, either. So, you know, it was that genetic testing that we did for him as well. So, you know, it's just this, you know, different groups coming together. Like, I found out that the Foundation for Fighting Blindness helps to get these tests into doctors' offices. And but for it was free and available, I don't think I would have taken it. I wouldn't have felt the need to take it. Empowered my son.
Kim, yes. That's one of our wonderful sponsors is Foundation Fighting Blindness. And that's one of the missions that they have is that to encourage people to sign up to register for My Retina Tracker just for that reason. So that, you know, God forbid your child is going to have it, you know, or if it's going to skip a generation. So tell us more. I just wanted to chime in on that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes. And again, you know, this is a game changer because now I'm finding out that with Stargardt, there is some gene therapy that may be coming available, you know, and my son is only 17 at this time. And I'm not particularly worried about myself. You know, I've lived with my vision impairment all my life. It's, you know, it was reeling to me that it was a change. Like, so what was everybody doing for the 35 years that I had, you know, thought I had RP? But that was really the only thing. Now we're, you know, I'm concentrating on my son. Now I'm going to get my other children tested. And it's going to be free. And we're going to get the information that we need. But, you know, I'm an OG. I'm somebody that's been out here with it. And, you know, it's going to change my son's life. And, you know, the testing, the paperwork that I got back from this genetic testing, we were able to take to his school, which allows him to get more assistance through the school. So, you know, lives have been changed through this testing, you know, and hopefully there's a better outlook. And I'm very grateful, you know, and I'm glad I did it.
Very good. Times have changed, and there's a lot more help out there than people even think.
And also, you should always, Kim,
yes.
Whenever I do, I always get second opinions. I'm very big on second opinions because the many doctors are wrong. One doctor went to take my bladder out, and he was wrong. So I can only tell you, you have to go with second opinions, maybe third opinions, because doctors are not always right.
Yeah, but I never went with one particular doctor. I mean, Dr. Wilson, I went to Florida Eye Clinic, and I went to Maitland Vision Center. I mean, I've been all over the place. And I was also in Tennessee when I was younger. So, I mean, it wasn't one particular doctor that, you know, there was a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth.
Stay you right there for 1 second. Let me just explain something to you.
Sure.
You're with the same circle. See, when I had my problem, I went to Miami to with Bascom Palmer in Miami Hospital. I went to Philadelphia for Wills Eye Hospital. I wanted to know, I didn't, when you stay in a little circle around, like, say, Orlando, a lot of people, doctors think the same. I don't know why. Somebody told me that's staying with the what they call the garden variety. The garden variety. You have to go out of the box.
They all talk to each other.
Yeah, oh, basically. When I was going with my bladder problem, I went to, let's say, a 250-mile radius. I went to Miami. I went to Tampa. I went to Gainesville. I went to Orlando. I went a lot of places, six different doctors looking for, and I finally found, Lynn and I finally found a doctor, and he operated on me. But one doctor was taking my bladder out, one doctor, I mean, everybody was getting crazy, and each one had an opinion. That's why we had to go.
Well, yes.
So I mean,
I understand that because they probably all go to the same conferences and get all the same information.
Correct.
Too, you know, and I can understand that. And, you know, this testing, you know, my vision started to go fuzzy and change these last 2 years. So, you know, it was actually my liver issues that led me to the research that talked about the liver, your liver health can have a correlation to your eye health. And, you know, that's what really got me thinking and working and you know, heading in a more, let's get more testing direction. And so it's interesting that you talk about, you know, the struggles that you had with different doctors and the bladder and everything. And
well, I'll say that once again about the liver, and because maybe other people might have a liver problem and don't understand.
Can you explain that a little bit? I mean, without going, you know, into too much medical.
Yeah.
So the research that I did showed some correlation between the liver function. So if you have any liver, so for me personally, I had some liver issues going on, and I still do. But with the research that I was doing, there was a link to vision loss, because when the liver is not fully functioning, the absorption of all the vitamins isn't there. The liver is there to weed out the toxins, but it's also there to help absorb all the vitamins and minerals. Wow. So, you know, me personally, I've, you know, just done some research and that's what that led me to. And that was just one correlation with liver, you know, women, as women, you know, the first thing they yank out is that gallbladder, and the gallbladder is a symptom. The liver is the problem sometimes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying, you know, oh gosh, my gallbladder's gone. What happened here? I'm just saying, for me personally, you know, when I went into the hospital and they said it was my gallbladder and they're going to yank it out and I'm going to be fine. Well, 15 months to a year, 2 years later, I'm diagnosed with osteoporosis. And within that 15 to 18 month period, I was already exhibiting signs of osteomalacia. So there's these correlations that we need to look at. And then once we look at those, we can connect dots to other things. And I just feel it's really, really important that, you know, we do some research and, you know, look at stuff outside the box. You know,
yes.
Why would we ever think that vision loss would have anything to do with our liver? I
really
wouldn't. That's not what I thought. That's, you know, that's not where I was thinking. But when we talk about absorption, when we talk about, you know, that, you know, that's where things, you know, where those vitamin absorption, that where it comes from, and then where it goes to the rest of the body, it starts to make a little bit more sense.
I would have never thought that.
I didn't either. I didn't either. And I'm still new at it. I'm still looking up and researching and listening to doctors and listening to, you know, just going my own way. And, you know, and like you said, for every doctor, there's a different opinion. If there's five doctors, there can be five separate opinions.
Absolutely.
But like you said, there can be five doctors with one opinion.
Absolutely.
It's just, we have to understand our discernment. Doctors aren't God. Doctors aren't God. We can have our own opinion and disagree with a doctor, and that's okay. And just keep
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you for having me on. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for letting me tell Alex's story. Yes. Thank you so much.
Nice meeting you, Kim. Nice meeting you.
Thank you so much.
Certainly.
Keep in touch, Kim.
You as well.
Stay well. God bless you. Stay well.
We're going to break. Stay safe.
And we'll come back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Kim, Chris, you there, Chris?
Yes.
We're going to break. Chris, we're going to break.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner, regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections, serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's WAYMAPNAV.com. Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. So here's the big thing, folks. Big thing. We're giving away $50 gift cards. Holiday package. First time that we're giving away $50. But you have to, now listen to this. You have to register and you have to go to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org to register. You have to put your name, your phone number, and the city that you're calling from. Okay? The deadline for this is December the 6th, I believe. 7th, is it? 6th. Okay. We'll start pulling out the names November the 27th and go to December the 18th. We call your name. When we call a name, you got 10 minutes to answer. You have to call in. If you're not listening to that show, you lose it. That simple. I'm going to repeat that again. When we call your name, you don't call in the studio within 10 minutes, you lose it. That's the only thing. If you're listening, we tell you to call in. You got 10 minutes. And you get to call in to Chris and say, I'm here. And Chris will take down the information and we'll send you the gift card. You got it? Not very difficult. If we have too many names, well, then we'll just pick them randomly and people random will call names. That's it. So call the names. Right now, it's only in the United States. Right now, we'll have to check with our people if we can get out outside the country. Right now, we're talking to different sponsors. Right now, we have Publix. That's for Florida and Georgia and all the states they're in. But outside of like Pennsylvania or Georgia, North Carolina, no, Publix is there. Pennsylvania or Massachusetts or Utah, we'll be giving out Visa cards. Okay, and we'll let you know later on who the sponsors are that's giving us the $50 gift cards. And we'll bring that to you later on. The days progress. Any questions, please get a hold of me. You write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'd be happy to talk to you. You write to me. You want to call the show on the air? Well, you can do that too. 407-894-1680. Only when the show's on, though. By the way, we're only on 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. That's all we're on. You can't call Chris off the air. He won't take your call.
Well, my
Gary, you're not coming in good now. You're breaking up, Gary.
I'm in the patio again. Easy money.
What?
You said easy money.
Easy money, yeah. It's easy money. You don't have to, there's no trivia. You don't have to, all you have to do is register and then we pull out your name. But we pull in your name, you have to be, call us back within 10 minutes when we call the name. Lynn?
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody, in case I don't have time at the end of the show, just go, ouch, dog just scratched me. Just go vote on Tuesday, okay? It's really, really important. That would be the 8th. Yeah, what else is new? I'll just add the scratches to my collection. So I wanted to remind everybody that Veterans Day, which is Friday, I was corrected, is the 11th. Veterans Day was originally known as Armistice Day, and it's a federal holiday in the United States. It's observed annually on November 11th, and it's for honoring military veterans of the United States Armed Forces. It coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, which are celebrated in other countries that mark the anniversary of the end of World War I. And Veterans Day is distinct from Memorial Day, which is a U.S. public holiday in May. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day honors those who have died while in military service. So that's the distinction. I think people get
that. Veterans Day is for all live veterans, not Memorial Day. That's for the veterans that have passed on.
Well, dog got Lynn good. Lynn's bleeding. The dog was sitting on Lynn's lap, jumped off. Okay, let's do a trivia. Ready for a trivia? Trivia time.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there, too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Yes, trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Okay. Trivia time. This is a question, not music. It's a question. Are you ready for the question? 407-894-680. It's a very simple question. You should all know the answer.
I know the answer right now before you give it out.
894-1680. You got it?
Yeah, I know the answer. I got it.
You got the answer. You don't even know what I'm going to say in at the answer.
Yes, I do.
I can already hear him, Lynn. Are you coming through loud and clear? Because right now, from my end, it's hard to hear you.
I hear him.
Yeah, I'm saying I hear. I already know what the question is, and I have the answer.
Now he's hearing loud. It was Chris. He was far away from
me. He always makes it difficult. He makes it difficult.
I'm going to make it nice and easy.
Okay.
All right. Easy.
If you say so.
Okay, it's a very simple question. Ready? This is a very easy one.
Hurry up.
You ready for the question?
Yes.
Tonight, I'm going to say it. Ready for the complete question? Here we go. 407-894-1680. Here's the question. I'm getting ready. Getting ready to say it. You all ready?
Hurry up. Yeah, go.
In this country, we have different presidents. Ready? How many presidents have been presidents of the United States? How many presidents have been? And there's a number. Number one was George Washington.
Right.
What's the president number now? What are we up to now as far as president? Anybody know it? That's easy. I know it's easy. 407?
That should be easy.
No, that's too hard of a question. That's too hard of a question. That was not right. That is not right. That's too hard.
Well, number one was George Washington. Okay. Number 16 was Abraham Lincoln. What's the number now?
Who's the president now?
Yeah, who's the president now? His name is Andrew Johnson. Nope, it wasn't. It's not Eisenhower. Who's the president now? And by the way, this is not political, so don't start with me political. Not political. It's a strictly a trivia question. What's the number of the president? That's the whole question. What's the number of the president? And I'm not trying to be political here. I'm not just because Don't start telling me if there's no president or there is a president. I just want to know the number of the president right now. Okay. And I'm not talking about no politics involved. It's not a political question. I'm just asking, does anybody know the number of the president? That's all.
All right. All right. Well, I have a call on the phone line. I think she know. I'm not sure, but she sound like she know what she's talking about. It's been a while.
Who would that be?
Since she called in. So I'm going to introduce to you the one, the only, Vicky from Orlando, Florida. Vicky, how you doing?
Hi.
Vicky!
Who is it?
Vicky. Yes.
Where are you calling from, Vicky? What city?
Orlando, Florida.
Vicky from Orlando, Florida. Vicky.
Yes.
Well, are you a long time caller? We haven't heard you for a long time.
Yes.
No.
Well, I've been listening, but I've given other people a chance to call in.
Oh yeah. So, what do you think? What do you think the number of the presidents is?
46.
46.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Are you positive?
Yes.
Okay, you're 100% right. You just won yourself
a gift
card.
You got it, girl.
Subway, $10 gift card. Subway is coming with you, Vicky. Vicky.
You got it.
You need some Blind and Beyond juice?
Yes.
Oh, let's play a Blind and Beyond juice.
Let's
give
have some of that
Blind
delicious
juice.
Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
I feel good.
You feel better now, Vicky?
Yes,
now
that you
have some congratulations.
Juice. Give me that juice. I feel better.
What'd she say?
She said, give me that juice.
Give me that some juice. Oh, yeah. Give me some of that juice.
More
well,
juice.
Thank you, Vicky, for calling in, Brian. And don't forget to register, Vicky, for a $50 gift package.
Yes, I will.
Thank okay, Vicky.
That's
God
good,
bless you. Take care.
That's
thanks for
good,
calling
Vicky.
Into the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
All right.
All right. Congratulations.
Vicky. Hold on one moment, Vicky.
Lynn just corrected me. It's not a package. It's a card. It's a card.
Card.
A $50 gift card. Pardon me, folks.
Yeah.
Okay, Lynn.
No package.
Well, before we say goodbye and you and Gary talk a little bit more, I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Sheila Young and Peter Tuchik from Humanware. He will be calling in, I think, from Canada, and he will be telling us how devices work with the National Library Services. That'll be interesting. And Roland Madden will be calling in from eSight, and much, much more as always. Oh, and Chris Shaw will be here too.
You know, it's a very interesting question. You know, it's a very interesting question I could have asked.
What's that?
This is not trivia, folks, so don't call in. But I'll tell you a good question. This the number at 46, but how many different presidents were there? That's very interesting. How many different presidents were there? Then you have to really use your brain because some presidents
stay tuned, Michael.
Two terms. One president had three terms. What?
Yeah. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Yeah. We might have the questions for you again. Stay tuned. Yeah.
Well, that's a hard question. How many presidents were there?
Yeah.
Not numbers.
That's good. That's what they can study on.
Yeah.
They can study on it.
They study that one. We're going to ask that question. In the weeks to come, I'm going to bring that question up.
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah. Yeah,
presidents
that's a,
were
that's
there.
Too.
That's a homework.
It's homework.
Study on it.
How many
homework.
Presidents were there? There's 40. Number 46 is now Biden. He's president now. 46.
Right.
But how many different presidents were there? Because don't forget, some presidents had two terms, same president.
Uh-huh.
So one president had three terms, same president.
Right.
Yeah.
How many different presidents were there?
Study.
Got to study now. We'll ask that question in the days to come.
Say hi to Carter. I bet he's sitting there. Carter
is there. Sitting there, Carter?
Nope.
Nope, I guess not yet.
Huh?
We wanted to say goodnight to Zamira.
We want to say goodnight to Zamira.
Stranded.
And Carter. Folks? Folks, are you there? You're still there, folks? I hope you listen to the show. I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you had us in your home tonight or in the car. Hope we weren't too boring. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope that we were fun. Hope I didn't screw up too much. Hope you'll, let's just say, sign up to get this $50 gift. I can't even talk anymore. This $50 food card that we're going to give out. will be either on for Visa, $50, or a Publix $50 card, either one, depending where you live. So if you live in Massachusetts or Pennsylvania, you'll be getting a Visa card for $50. But you have to register to get it. Listen, more thoughts, more. I can't even talk anymore, folks. I'm losing my mind. So, folks, listen to every show. You'll be hearing it more about it. And right in the meantime, don't forget, you need your name, your phone number, and the city in which you live. So when I call it out, I can say it's Mary Jane from Mississippi or whatever city you're calling for, state you're calling from. Anyway, Gary, you have anything to say before we go off?
No, just a little add to that. This is Mary Jane, and your middle initial. Give us your middle initial, too, just so we can clarify we got the right person.
As long as you say, I'll say the, if it's a common name, I'll just say the first initial of their last name. That's all. I don't want Mary Jane for L or Lynn G.
All I want to say is everybody get out there and vote and be sure to do that. And anybody out there watching all over this whole United States, watch out for the state of Florida again. We're looking for another storm.
We don't need a storm, thanks. Put your signs out front of your house. No storms. Folks,
anybody that watches baseball that went for the Astros, congratulations.
I'm not saying congratulations. Thank you very much. I'm a sore loser. I'm a sore loser.
I know, Michael. Sore loser.
I admit
it. We gave it a good try.
We gave it a good try.
So now you'll concentrate on the Eagles.
But wait a minute. It wasn't fair.
Yeah, but you won football. So come on.
Hey, look. There's some people
you won football. Quit crying. You won football.
A lot of people would say it's not fair.
No, it ain't fair because the bats are broken or something. Come on. You won the football. You won the football. Come on.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Love you all.
Wait, hold
good
on,
night,
hold
everybody.
Wait,
love
wait,
you.
Wait, Gary, you don't understand. It's not just one.
Right, yeah.
No, it's not just winning one thing. When you win it all. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's everything. Hockey, football,
that's
baseball,
right.
Basketball. It's everything. It's the whole city.
Probably love.
You just can't win one thing. You got to win it all. So I understand where you're coming from. I got you, Mike. I got you on this one.
Okay.
Have a good night.
I still say Astros. Good night, congratulations.
Zamaria. They saying good night, Zamaria.
Good night, honey.
Is she all the way?
Good night.
She hollering down the road. Good night.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
Don't forget, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Bye.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got